Tell me if you with it, cause I'm with it, babe. I haven't heard from you and I'm in it, babe. Just tell me what to do and I get it, babe. Gucci and Prada. Trip to the crib in the middle of the night. I know that you miss me as I put it down right now, babe. I can put you on a flight. You know that a nigga like me can change your life, oh, babe. Everything you do is amazing. Ain't nobody got you no crazy. I got what you need. Everybody think you shy, but I know you're free.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Antonio Mounsa. I'll be your host. You're listening to State 100 Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everyday life and everyday situations. My co-host Larry Duncan has a day off. I want to say first and foremost, congratulations to Larry Duncan. About a month ago, I say about 2 to 3 weeks up to a month ago, he sold his first house. He just joined the real estate game early January, February, so really excited for him. This is his second post-career hit. As everybody knows, he retired from computer technology engineer. So after 24 years, he started his second post-career, and he sold his first house. So Larry closed on his first house in Louisville, Kentucky recently. We're really excited about him, so he has a night off. But I'm here to join the show. It's been about a couple weeks since we dropped the episode, but I'm here to start one today. First and foremost, I just want to say how you guys been, and appreciate all your support and the subscribers and everybody listening out there. A lot has been going on leading up to these last couple of weeks. Really excited to join this episode and just talk about what's been going on behind the scenes. A lot of hard work and dedication has been put in. I recently just got back from Las Vegas, Nevada. I was on vacation for 5 days up there. As you guys know, that is my favorite city to go when I wanted to get on the vacation. It's actually my second time going. It's my second time going in 11 months. So really excited to talk about Las Vegas, Nevada. Had a great experience when I was up there last year with some family. Took my time out this year and went up there by myself, actually. Went up there by myself and had a great, even better time. Explored a lot around the city and just did a lot up there. So just jump into the episode. If you're going to be listening to this episode tonight, if you're just catching on, this episode is called Vegas Part 2. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Part 2, the sequel of episode 1 that we did about a year ago, about 11 months ago. So I'm just here to get started. Talk about Vegas, really. I went out there about a week and a half ago. Like I said, my stay was out there for like 5 days. I stayed on the Strip. Really, really nice hotel, Planet Hollywood. One of the best hotels in the world, not only in the world, but in Las Vegas, Nevada. As you guys know, I stayed in MGM Grand last year. MGM Grand, really, really, really extremely popular hotel. They're actually right by each other. So I stayed in Planet Hollywood. It wasn't too far from each other. Maybe about a half a block down. Stayed in Planet Hollywood. It was really different from MGM Grand. Casino was a little different. But one thing I say I like about the Planet Hollywood, they had a lot of good, really good food places that you can go in and eat and snack and shack and hang out. Also, Vegas, the city, Las Vegas, Nevada, just jumping into that. The city has grown in the past 11 months. They're rebuilding a lot of things. I think this week coming up is the NFL draft. They will be having the NFL draft right off Las Vegas Boulevard. And Las Vegas Boulevard, if you're familiar with that, that is the Strip, where the Strip is located off. So they're going to be right off that road. I know that the Strip will be open. Las Vegas Boulevard will be open. But right off that road where you turn into, you go to the hotel called the Bellagio, they're going to cut that road off right there because I think that's where the NFL draft starts at, with parking and all that type of stuff. But Las Vegas, Nevada, let's just jump into it, guys. Las Vegas, Nevada, I tell you guys, I got so many people that wrote me while I was down there, when I was posting on Instagram and Facebook and social media. So many people wanted to know about Vegas. You know, typical American goes to Florida. Everybody wants to go to Florida. Everybody wants to go to Miami. They want to go to Fort Lauderdale, Gulf Shores, Myrtle Beach. And those places are great. Those places are great. Everybody just wants to seem like everybody wants to go to Florida. And eventually I want to go to Florida. But when my thing is, when I'm thinking about a vacation, I want to do more than just sit on the beach or get in water. And that's what Vegas offers. Vegas offers so much down there. You can go to shows. I went to a show down there. Chris Angel's Mind Freak. I went to a show down there where he actually thinks that he, if you guys are not familiar with Chris Angel's has been in the magic game for over 25 years. He started out in New York City, excuse me. And he moved to Las Vegas in the past 12 years, I believe. And he does like up to 5 or 6 shows a week up in Las Vegas. And it's Chris Angel's Mind Freak. He's been around for like 25 years. I actually went to go see a show of his. It was crazy. It was absolutely beautiful. It was everything that I thought it would be. As for the city of Vegas, Vegas is just growing. They're adding all kinds of more restaurants down there. It's just so much to do. When I say it's so much to do, there's shows to do. You can go, man, you can do so much. You can get helicopter rides. The restaurants are like, they got so many restaurants. It's crazy out there. They got steakhouses. They got their Taco Bells, their McDonald's, and their Chick-fil-A's are different. I went to the best Taco Bell I've ever seen in my life. The Taco Bell in Las Vegas, Nevada has where you can get like margarita drinks in there. They have margarita themed drinks in there. I've never seen that. Because I come from way over here on the south side of Kentucky. I've never seen nothing like that in Vegas. So I didn't think that would be possible, even though I know that Vegas is a little bit more lenient than we are. A lot more lenient than we are. Another thing, if you're a smoker, if you're a drinker, you can smoke and drink and walk down the strip when nobody bothering you. If you like to jump into recreational things like smoking weed and drinking or anything like that, you're welcome to do that. You're welcome to do that. And they don't say nothing to you. You can walk the strip as long as you're being an adult and just minding your own business. You're of age. I don't think anybody says anything to you. I saw many people walking down the strip smoking marijuana or drinking a beverage, adult beverage. I did it plenty of times walking down the strip drinking an adult beverage. Vegas is, when I say Vegas, there's been a debate in the last 5 years, and I've been doing some research on it. That's why I want to kind of like jump on this episode today. There's been a debate in the last 5 years. You guys can look this up for yourselves on Google when you have a chance. You have some time today. Just look this up. Like, you look at the top 20 funnest cities to do what to do. Vegas and Miami have been neck to neck. But the last three columns I've looked at, recent ones, like that's been out the last 4 to 2 months, or recently, 1 month from 2 months, has Vegas over Miami, the things to do. Now, Miami is a close second, always. Miami close second, because everybody knows Miami has a lot to do. Then you got Chicago up there, you got New York, you got Atlanta, you got LA, you got the bigger cities that you're known to hear about. But a lot of people believe that Las Vegas, Nevada is the most funnest city to go to when you want to have fun. Not because of the alcohol, not because you can smoke and walk down the strip, not because all the scenery. It's so much that you can do. It's just so much you can do. There's so many things that, since I've been down there the last couple of times, that I've knocked off my bucket list, but there's like a lot more things that I still ain't knocked off. And it takes more than 2 times to go down there to knock them all off. So it's a lot. I'm definitely going back. Definitely going back within this year, the next year, for sure. I love it down there. It's going to be one of those places that I'm going to go to often. It's going to get to a point one day I'm going to start going down there like every other month. That's how much I like it. But Vegas is one of those places that if you haven't ever been, you need to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. I tell people that every day. If you haven't been to Las Vegas, Nevada, you guys need to please go. Y'all have to see this. It's almost like you're in another world. It is crazy. It is crazy. The people are friendly. Very, very friendly. The drinks are good. The marijuana is good. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm a grown man. I'm gonna be honest. Not only the marijuana, the drinks, the people are friendly down there. All the food is amazing. I actually went down to Wahlburgers. I got to try Wahlburgers. That's some place I've always wanted to try. I got to try that. I got to try In-N-Out Burger. Gordon Ramsay Burger. I went to a lot of different places just to try out. I actually went to Cabo Wabo, which is based out of which is a Mexican cantina, which is based out of Cabo, Mexico. And they have plenty of them in Mexico. I went to Cabo Wabo. It's really on the strip. As in restaurants, they got so many amazing restaurants down there. Vegas actually does this thing where you get on YouTube and it tells you the top 10 cheap eats and the top 10 steakhouses and all the type of top 10 mediocre eats. And all those places that I named have been on those lists. So you can look those up yourself on the internet, on YouTube. Just type in Vegas top 10 cheap eats or mediocre or steakhouses. And a lot of those names will be featured in there. I was kind of upset. There's a really popular restaurant down there. I didn't get to go to the Nacho Daddy, but I did get to try Gordon Ramsay. There's a buffet I wanted to try out there. When you go to Vegas, you got to try the restaurants. That's one of the biggest things that they tell you to do that. You got to try the different restaurants because a lot of those restaurants have had like celebrities and Hollywood stars and it's just been something. You know what I'm saying? So you got to, when you're in Vegas, you gotta eat. I tell you that now because it's so much alcohol that's on the strip inside your hotel. It's so crazy that there's alcohol stores, alcohol stands, alcohol venues everywhere. You gotta get something to eat because you cannot walk in Vegas when it's like, especially when it's like 80, 90 degrees, just walking around drinking alcohol. That's why they have so many food places because they know you're gonna stop. Now, a lot of people keep asking me, the question I get is Vegas expensive? I'm going to be honest with you. Yes. When you come to Vegas, you do need to bring some money. You do bring some. I say that the typical person can bring up to $800 to $1,500. I say $700 to $1,500. And that'd be straight. Now, if they're with a group, now if you're by yourself, if you're like a typical person, you're by yourself, I brought like a couple $1,000s. You know what I'm saying? You'll be straight. You'll be good. A couple $1,000s. Now, if you're in a group and you're like a little kid or you're like a 15-year-old and you're a 16-year-old, your parents taking care of you, family, you know, they might bring $4,000 to $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 just because of the family. But when you're by yourself, you don't have to bring a whole bunch of money. You can just bring enough, you know what I'm saying? Because the prices, they're up and down, you know what I'm saying? Now, there is a lot of cheap eats out there. Like I said, there was a Chick-fil-A out there. There was a Taco Bell. There was a lot of stuff that you see in the States, like that you see on the other side, like on this side of the town, like a Kentucky, B-Dubs. There's a lot of stuff like that. So a lot of familiar restaurants I was used to from where I'm from in Kentucky, I've seen those. And some of them I went to, you know, when I didn't want to buy something really expensive. You know, I did try a lot of expensive restaurants. The casinos. Talk about casinos. Just jump into casinos. The casino was amazing. They got a lot of crazy casinos. MGM Grand Casino is great. Just to name a few. Planet Hollywood's, it's okay. It's not the best casino. It's like a maze. Compared to MGM Grand's, that's the only thing I didn't really like about Planet Hollywood. Now, my stay was great. I had an excellent room, amazing room. My room was just as good as it was at the MGM Grand when I stayed there. Now, the MGM Grand was still a little better. I would rank MGM Grand Hotel better than Planet Hollywood. I would say MGM Grand compared to Planet Hollywood is just better overall. Now, MGM Grand has 25 different restaurants in it. And it has a nightclub in there. And Planet Hollywood has like 6 or 7 restaurants. And they have like an auditorium in there. So it's neck and neck. They both got a lot of things that you like to offer. Would I stay in both of them again? Absolutely. 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 Did I feel comfortable in both of them? Absolutely. like I said, Vegas is meant for a lot of great people, great drinks. Casinos was nice. Like I said, only thing about the downfall of the casino in Planet Hollywood was it's kind of like a maze, the way they got it set up. It's like downstairs, and it's kind of, you gotta take the escalator up or down, or you can go through an elevator. See, MGM Grand's just on one floor. So this is one way you can get there, you know what I'm saying? So it made it kind of simple. I would tell a lot of people this. This is something really important. And I've seen this on a lot of videos on when I've done like my research on Vegas on YouTube. And a lot of people have said this, and this is really, really right. If you have a hard hard time walking, or you got like bad legs or mobility issues, or you can't walk for a far distance, Vegas is probably not a place you want to be, because you have to walk. You have to walk. There is no way around it. And there is like transportation, because when you're on the strip, see, the strip is, what people don't realize, is 4 miles long. That's just on the strip on Las Vegas Boulevard. That's not even talking about Fremont Street, where old Vegas is. This is just a strip. This is just a regular strip. It's 4 miles long. Now, you can walk as far as you want, but if you want to see everything and go through all the hotels and just look around, like, you're going to have to do some walking. That's just, ain't no doubt about it. And I learned that the first time I was there, and I learned it this time. You're going to have to push yourself. Now, you can go from hotel to hotel, like, probably through bus and train and all that type of stuff. Well, not trains, but, like, bus and, but I don't think the bus stops at every hotel. You know what I'm saying? It stops probably like every 3 or 4 streets. So that's the thing. So that's, you're going to have to get up there and walk. So if you have like mobility issues, or you got bad legs, or something stopping you from walking, then that's probably not a place for you to go. Just being honest. Because it takes a lot. I'm telling you, it's a lot of walking. I'm telling you, especially when it's hot out there. 80 degrees, 90 degrees. Vegas gets all the way up to 110, because I was out there last May. It got up to like 105, 108. So I know firsthand. So that's what I would say about that. I know I've touched on casinos. There's a lot of good casinos out there. Like I said, Planet Hollywood has a good casino. I just don't like how it's set up compared to like MGM Grands or the Bellagio or something like that. Or the Paris or something like that. It was just a little difficult. It's kind of like a maze. You get it after one day. You figure it out. But it's just like, you got to go this way, go this way, go under here, go under here. But overall, the hotel, I give it like a 8.5, 9 for sure. I did like staying there. My stay was great. Hotel was nice. Everything was clean. Food was great. I had a great stay out there. Not only that, it's a lot of stuff, like I said, like I told you guys. I'm just not going to name all the restaurants. There's a lot of places you can get, like, drinks on the strip, like Wahlburgers. You can stop at Nacho Daddy, get some nachos. They have, like, New York-style hot dogs on the road. They got venues everywhere. They got things set up everywhere. They got little bars on every street. It's just amazing. And a lot of these places stay open to, like, 24 hours. Like, I know the Subway stays over 24 hours there. The McDonald's stays open 24 hours. A lot of the restaurants and bars stayed open to like 4 or 5 in the morning. And a lot of the stuff is on the strip. So, if you plan to go down there with your mate, it's very convenient. I tell people, if you're going to go down there, I wouldn't stay on Fremont Street. There's a lot of hotels, unless you plan on being on Fremont Street. On the whole side, on the other side of town. If you want to be over there for like 15 minutes, that's like 15 to 25 minutes away from the strip. If you want to be, you plan on being over there the whole time, which some people do on the old Vegas, then I will stay there. But if you want to be on the strip, you want to move around and get place to place, I will stay on the strip, because you can always just take an Uber or drive over to Fremont Street, which I did that last year with my family. But If I'm a person, everything's close, like CVS, Walgreens, Dollar General, all the stores you need to get to, like you need any kind of personal items, anything, they're all close to the hotel. I will stay on the strip. I'm telling you what I know, because Everything's convenient on the strip. So you live on Fremont Street, you might have to drive a couple miles down the road, around the corner or something. See, the strip, it has everything. It has Walgreens again. It has CVS. They have a. My hotel had the Miracle Mile inside of it. For you guys that don't know about that, if you ever heard about it, so Planet Hollywood has a mall inside the hotel. Check this out. My hotel had a mall in it, and it goes. You walk around into the mall. They have every store, like Foot Locker, every restaurant in there. It's a legit mall. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, they have everything in there. I can keep on naming Nike outlet, Kate Spade. You can keep on naming food courts, everything, Chick-fil-A, Subway, different bars. Blondie's a really good place in there. I went there and ate. I would say it has like 50 stores in there, and probably about a good 10 restaurants. And the mall is connected to the Planet Hollywood. That's the biggest thing about Planet Hollywood that everybody likes. They have a mall inside of it, and it's called the Miracle Mall. That's what it's called. Cause the reason it's called that, because the mall is actually a mile long. If you go from start to finish, it's a mile long. So it's crazy that when you go into the mall like that, like your hotel has a mall in it, so you can stay there and shop. That's another thing why I say you're on the strip. It's so convenient because there are stores in there like CVS, there's Walgreens. Like if you need any kind of personalized, there's Dollar Generals. There's all that type of stuff that you can get on the strip that you just can't get going from Fremont. I'm not knocking Fremont Street. Now, Fremont Street is a household name, and that's where Old Vegas is. And they have a lot of good casinos over there, and they have a lot of good restaurants like Tony Roma's. I ate at Tony Roma's over there about a year ago. It's delicious, one of the top steakhouses out there, especially out west. Tony Roma's really good if you're out there. Really, really good. The Golden Nugget Hotel's out there. It's a lot to see. And then they have venues, everything, everywhere set up. And they have daiquiris. You can get drinks and beer. And they have entertainment. And Vegas is something to see, man. I'm telling you, if you're in a different world, you go down there, you don't want to come back. You really don't. You don't want to come back. I had an amazing time out there with family last year. I had an amazing time this year by myself. Vegas is one of those spots that you just want to go and have a great time. So I know I've touched on casinos, restaurants, entertainment. Like I said, you can get helicopter rides up there. They have a I'm pretty sure they still have it down there on the strip, far down the strip. They have a $10 tattoo spot. Everybody's like, oh, it's got to be cash. No, it's actually a $10 tattoo spot. Now, I heard when I was down there that it wasn't open. And they shut it down for a while, but they may open it back up in midsummer. But I know when I was down there a year ago, I did see it open. It's $10 tattoos. They really do that down there. It's Vegas is crazy. You can do a lot down there. Zipline is really popular down there. Excuse me. Zipline is really popular. You can do down the Fremont Street, Old Vegas. You also can do down the Strip. Two things I want to do is ziplining. I may do that if I don't get motion sickness. And another thing I'm definitely going to do when I go back down there is I got to find out the helicopter ride. Because if I would have found out a number or how to do it then, I would have did it when I was down there. And they give you a ride around the Strip and all around the city of Vegas, half of the city of Vegas for like $150, $200 for like 30, 40 minutes. And I think it's well worth it. I just got to figure out how to do it. I'm sure I'll figure it out next time. But man, Vegas, Las Vegas, Nevada is a place that you want to be. You're only 3.5 hours away from LA, Los Angeles, California. So I figured out that a lot of people, when they come to Vegas and they're out there for like a week, they'll pick one day where they go to LA for half a day and come back. A lot of people do that. I've thought about doing that. There may be something in the near future. Just do that. Just go drive over with some friends or something like that to LA for like half the day. And then come back to Vegas because it's not that far at all. Vegas is something fun to see, man. If you ain't never been, you need to go. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And it is true. Like, you see all these strippers, they do walk around, give you cards. I got stopped by a couple of them. It's true. You see a lot of crazy people out there. You see a lot of different characters out there. But that's what makes Vegas, though. You see, like, strange things out there. You see some strange people out there. Some people really bad on drugs. A lot of people really poor out there. One thing I was surprised about, Vegas is really clean, let me tell you. So on the Strip and on Fremont Street and all that type of stuff, not only, and it's really safe, they have like security and police officers everywhere. So if you don't think they watching you, they watching you. I know I might have walked on the Strip. I might have walked past at least 15 to 12 one night. And they're like on every corner. They're on horses. They're sitting in cars. They're walking the Strip like you. They're like, they're in like little golf cars. They're everywhere. They're on top of of a building. They're at the bottom of the building. The one's at the corner. One's by the elevator. They're everywhere. So you see them and they speak to you. They're hello. They say hello. They're very polite. So the cops out there, and they just want you to have a good time. They know you're tourists. They know most people come out there are tourists. They ask me where I was from. I told them I was from Kentucky. And they ask you weird stuff about Kentucky. Like, did we have cable? And just joking around, you know, because they're from Vegas. And they just think Kentucky is like real country if you ain't never been there. Of course, they ask you about Kentucky basketball. They know about Kentucky basketball. They ask you about KFC and a lot of horseback riding. They ask you about a lot of stuff about Kentucky if you're from there. It just depends on where you're from. So, man, like I said, I had a great time down there. I encourage all my friends and I motivate you guys to please get down there. Get down there, man. I'm telling you, Florida can wait. If you've been to Florida so many times, go to Vegas. I promise to God. I ain't never told nobody nothing wrong. Every person that I'm told to go down there, they've been having the time of their lives. I ain't never heard one person say they don't like Vegas. If you don't like it, I don't know how you don't like it. There's no way. There's no way. It's too much to do. If, like I said, you can do anything down there. It's crazy. Like, I felt so free down there. The hotel rooms are crazy. The people are nice. One thing I wanted to touch on also was when you're on the Strip, I'm going to tell you how clean it is down there. You would think that, you know, a lot of these bigger cities, now I'm sure they have some parts in Vegas that's not so clean, you know, maybe like in the hood areas of North Vegas. They say North Vegas is supposed to be really bad. So maybe North Vegas, where the crime rate is like really, really high over there, maybe it's not as clean over there. Man, they got cleaning crews everywhere on the Strip. Clean, I'm talking about mops, bleeds, wiping down stuff. You would think there'd be a lot of trash on the ground down there. With all these people with these drinks, they got trash cans on every corner. They ain't having it down there. That place is nice down there. And I'm going to tell you something. It's making a lot of money down there. That's why I would tell people about. Obviously, Vegas is there for casinos. Vegas is for money. That's why when you go down there, you get these cheap rooms and it's really, really nice. And they comp you back all this money. They already making their money to those casinos. But I just want to touch on Las Vegas part two, man. That was my second time getting down there. And I encourage you, a lot of you guys, to get down there and have a great time. And spend like 4 or 5 days down there. Spend like 4 or 5 days down there. I'm telling you, man. It's great down there. Spend at least 4 or 5 days. A lot of people say they can't do past 3. I do 4 every time. At least 4 or 5. Because I love it down there. The sun's out. It's not bad at night. It gets kind of cooler. So if it's like 80 or 90 or 100 in the daytime, it goes down like 10 or 15% at nighttime. So that's a good thing about Vegas. Now they do have like little dust storms. They call it dust storm. I had never heard of that until I was down there. And one night we had like a dust storm that was like 25 miles per hour. They just told us to like be cautious and all that type of stuff because dust could fly in your eye or your mouth and you want to be safe. And you know, with Corona going around and all these different diseases. So, my man, if you want to get away, go 7 states away close to 2,000 miles, get on a plane, and just get away and just forget about everything in life and just go and live it up over there. Vegas is the spot, Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm telling you. A lot of hotels that if you guys are going to be listening to this later, a lot of hotels I recommend. I hope y'all listen to this list when y'all looking it up. MGM Grand is great. Park MGM, that's good. That's a branch of MGM Grand. So you have MGM Grand Hotel Casino. Then you have Park MGM. That's another hotel. Planet Hollywood's a great one. The Bellagio, really, really expensive. That's one of the top ones. Man, I can keep naming the Flamingo. A lot of people use that one. That's one of the cheaper ones. But it's really, really, it's got really, really good service. Really good hotel. The Paris, really good hotel. Like I said, they're doing some hotels, like the Golden Nugget and all that type of stuff on Fremont Street. If you go over there, it's a lot of hotels I can keep on naming. The Strat at the end of the strip, that's a good one. I've been in that one. The Luxor is really, really nice. So there's a lot of hotels you can look up. And I'm naming it so you guys can look it up when you get on YouTube or do your research on Vegas and figure out where you want to stay at. Like I tell you guys again, I'm going to say this again. If you have not been to Las Vegas, please go. It is something that you want to see. You will regret your life if you don't go to Las Vegas. That's one state, I promise you. Because everybody goes to Florida, and you can go five different places in Florida. Las Vegas, you got one spot in Nevada besides Reno. Reno's okay from what I hear. Man, you go to Vegas, you feel like you made it. It makes you want to work so much harder. You realize you got down there, you're like, man, I paid for my vacation, and I spent a lot of money to get here, but it took a lot of money to get here, so I know I've been working my ass off. But once you get down there, it makes you want to work harder. It makes you want to get a bigger hotel. It makes you want to eat at the best places down there. A lot of celebrity out there. A lot of celebrities spend their time out there too also, guys. But I just want to touch base on this episode. This is episode 31. Like I said, Larry Duncan, my co-host, has a night off. We're really proud about him and excited for him. He sold his first house. And I don't know if Larry would want me to tell y'all to let him know that, but he did it about a month ago. We're just excited for him, man. We're really excited for him. Without Larry, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in. And, would, you know, he's a person that I respect, and he's put me in a position to do this. And I'm just really excited for him. And he closed on his first house as a real estate agent. And not only that, he'll be on the next episode with us when we do another one. And I just want to say keep subscribing and listening to the episode, guys. We love y'all. Appreciate all the support. Keep keep staying motivated, man, and inspired. And if y'all got any questions, reach out to us, man. Reach out to us. Keep your heads up, man. This life can only take you places you only dreamed of. And I really, truly believe that. And everybody, I hope everybody's extremely blessed and grateful. I know I'm extremely blessed and grateful. I done dodged a lot of stuff in my life where I could have been done. Where I could have went another route. Where I could have just gave up. Where I could have just shut it down. But God had a different purpose for me. And he has a different purpose for y'all. So, Las Vegas, Nevada, this is episode 31, part 2. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Part 2 sequel. I'm Antonio Mounsell. And my partner is Larry Duncan. We'll see you guys next time. You're listening to State 100 Podcast. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
shot.